In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for the first Sunday in Advent is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Thus far the text. Please be seated. Rejoice, O Christians, he comes. Advent means coming, and Advent is all about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a season of preparation in which God does the preparing through the coming of Jesus Christ for the coming of Jesus Christ. Advent is all about his first coming, when the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin and the second person of the Holy Trinity took up our feeble flesh and became one of us. Advent is all about his coming here and now in his word and sacraments. And Advent is all about being prepared by God's creation of repentance and faith for his imminent glorious coming again on the last day in judgment. As you make your way out of the sanctuary today, the ushers will be handing out a few extra bulletin inserts, and one of those gives some teaching, some catechesis on the paramount color for Advent, violet, and the Latin words found on these new paramount frontals, and how they rightly reflect a proper understanding of the penitential season of Advent. So please take the time to read those inserts. Jesus Christ's prophetic name is Emmanuel. It is Hebrew for God with us. He is the God who comes, the God who is actively involved in his creation, the God who intervenes in the course of history to bring about his plan of salvation, the God who is intimately aware of sinful mankind and their every need. Rejoice indeed, for he is the God who comes for you. As the top Latin word of the lectern paramental frontal declares, the Latin word veni, he came. He came with a holy purpose, with a mission, and from it he will not be turned. Born of a virgin, he came to die for sinners, for you. He enters into Jerusalem that Palm Sunday, 1 week prior to his resurrection, at the beginning of what is rightly called Holy Week. He enters to die. He enters into the temple city, the place of sacrifice, the home of the house of prayer for all people, the city of peace. He enters to die. He comes that holy day to fulfill the promise made long ago. He comes to crush the head of Satan and to beat back hell and death. He comes to inaugurate the resurrection. And so it is that his death march into Zion is met with the prophetic messianic song from the prophet Zechariah. Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This death march is a triumph march. His entrance to die is met with praise, for this death is no ordinary death, though its cause, sin, is the same. This seeming defeat, this death is His glory. It's His victory over sin, hell, and the devil. It is the death of death for sinners. Even as His resurrection is the removal of death for those who believe. Therefore, rejoice, O sinners. He came, and He came for you. As the middle Latin word of the lectern parament frontal declares, venio, He comes. You live in the never-ending day of grace that began that blessed Good Friday and was confirmed that Easter morn. You live in the Easter age. It is the time of the great delay between His ascension and His return. In this in-between time, between His first coming and His second, He still comes. He is, after all, Emmanuel. He comes now and is with you now in His word and His sacraments. He comes now as His word is proclaimed to you, bespeaking you righteous through His word attached to water, washing you clean, making you holy, without blemish, because by the promise of His word, He places you in Christ. He comes bespeaking you righteous through His absolving words of holy absolution, again proclaiming you forgiven, returning you to the waters of holy baptism. He still comes indeed to deliver His mercy and love upon you, O sinner, undeserved, unearned, by grace alone because of what He has finished already for you, through a faith that even He creates and sustains in you. This needs to be proclaimed and discerned very clearly. Christ has come already. Not to get you started on a road of holiness that you must now complete by your willpower. He did not come to be your holiness teacher or coach with the aim that you would decide to lead a more moral life in order to change the world. Christ came to die for the forgiveness of your sins, and that He did finish through His crucifixion and resurrection. He is your salvation. He is your justification. He is your sanctification. He is the one who prepares you and keeps you in Him, as the Old Testament proclaims Him to be. He is your righteousness. And because of that, He is your comfort, your peace, and your joy. He also comes now, as He did by the Holy Spirit, into the Virgin's blessed womb, not in a spiritual or abstract way, but He comes physically, in the flesh. You too are overshadowed by the Most High, and faith is conceived in your heart. You are His home, a temple for the living God, His flesh placed into you. And you are joined to Him. It is none other than His risen flesh, born of the Virgin Mary, that came through the locked doors to deliver peace to the fearful disciples. It is He who needed no bodily sustenance, but who nonetheless met the disciples and ate broiled fish with them on the shore of Lake Galilee. All the divine attributes have been fully communicated to Christ, your distant cousin. It defies your reason and your comprehension. But this is the truth. That which was nailed to the cross and died rose again and is given to you to eat and to drink. For he comes now. He comes with forgiveness, with peace. He comes for you. And so it is that this is a meal of proclamation. In eating, you proclaim his death until he comes again. That is, you proclaim the kind of death he died, substitutionary, for you, O sinner, an atoning sacrifice. As the other means of grace bring forgiveness of sins, so this is the meal of absolution as well. It does bestow grace, forgives your sins, and cleanses your souls. It is the meal of fellowship. It makes you one with him. And by confession and faith, you are also united in it to one another. For his word, his truth, his doctrine shapes his followers to be of one loaf, of the same mind, the same confession. And so it is also, however, a meal of judgment. He who eats this meal without discerning the Lord's body, by thinking that it can simply be whatever one wants it to be, or he who eats hypocritically, who is not really one with the loaf, but confesses different things than those with whom he eats to his damnation, for it strikes against the oneness that Christ's doctrine creates. Such an eating is sin against the body of Jesus. It is this holy meal of proclamation, absolution, fellowship, and judgment which he has given to his church to do until he comes again. Along with those other blessed means of grace, this is how and where he comes now. This is how and where Emmanuel is with us. Through it, you are strengthened and sustained, fed and nourished unto life everlasting. God prepares the way for you through his Son. Rejoice, O sinner. He comes now. He comes with full forgiveness for you. And as the bottom Latin word of the lectern parament frontal declares, veniam, he will come again. He will come in judgment on the last day. And so as you see the day approaching, the Lord prepares you with word and sacraments. Heed St. Paul's inspired words to the Christians in Rome as they continue to ring true. It is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. There is no way to put on the Lord Jesus Christ but to have you put in him, and have him put in you. God prepares you for Christ's second coming, as Christ is delivered through his word and sacraments now. That is what Advent is all about. His coming. Christ's first coming by the way of the Virgin to make atonement for the sins of the world. His coming now in his word and sacraments to continue to the deliverance of the forgiveness of your sins. And as his word and sacraments bring about repentance and faith, God prepares you indeed for his coming again on the last day in judgment. Rejoice, O Christians. He came, he comes, and he will come again. It is out of love that he comes, and he comes to forgive and save you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.